I tell you, Mala Orla, she came Lahai Shalah, Shalahai Salah, Shasta Kosher. Orla never had a zman that you're allowed to eat it. Like the first 3 years when this tree is growing, any fruit that grown with chila when it was grown with an iser on it. It was grown with an iser orla. You're not allowed to eat it. Mashenke time of a bosta b'cholov, shoy saloi shasa kosher. Bosta b'cholov beforehand, you're allowed to eat the meat by itself. You're allowed to drink the milk by itself. Both of them was heter. Just now that you cooked the two together, now it became awesome. But since both things by itself is mutter, maybe this iser is not so chum, is not so strong like orla. Only orla that metchila was created with an iser on it, that's also banor. But thus the mechala that metchila was mutter to eat each one separately, maybe even though it's together now and now it's navera, maybe it's mutter banor. You can't learn out the iser banor from Klal Kerem, from orla. Fred Gemara, I'll tell you chometz for Pesach yachiyach. If that's your upshlag, I have a right for chometz for Pesach. Shehoyah le'shasa kosher. Chometz, everybody knows you're allowed to eat chometz before Pesach. Chometz tana shasa kosher. And still we say, v'yoseh b'hano, that it's also b'hano. So I'll tell you, I'll learn out bosa v'chola from chometz. Just like chometz was once mutter, now it's also b'hano. Maybe bosa v'chola the same thing. Now that it's also b'achila, who was in it's also b'hano? Tomorrow says, no, you can't learn out. Ma'ala chometz of Pesach, shekein onus chorus. Chometz has a special chumra on it. Not only is there a lav in eating it, but there's a chiyuv koras if you eat it. Ma'ashen kein orla or bosa b'cholav doesn't have any issa koras. So since bosa b'cholav doesn't have an issa koras, I would not know bosa b'cholav is also banor from the issa of chometz. So we're back to the kasha. How do we know it's also to have banor from bosa that was cooked with milk? So Gemara says, ma'al chometz pesach shkein onis koras. Tiyama the boss of the cholov she'enoi onish chorus. Mashenke boss of the does not have an issa chorus, so I can't learn it out from chometz. So Gemara says on this, klaya kerem yochiach. Yes, miyakasha from chometz, don't learn out from chometz, learn it out from klaya kerem. The what? She'en onish chorus. If you eat klaya kerem, that's let's say zroyim type of vegetables that were grown near the grapes, so there's an issa to eat it, and if you eat it, there's only a lav, there's no chiyav chorus on it. The Yosef Bano and Klai Kerem is also Yosef Bano. That's the Lima. So we're going to learn out now Bosa B'cholov from Klai Kerem. Just like Klai Kerem, the Torah says you can't eat it. And who Adin is also to have Ano from it, who Adin Bosa B'cholov is also to have Ano from it. That's the Maskana. That's the Lima. Now we have a Kasha. What do we all bring this down for? It's going to be a Kasha originally on what Abaye just got finished saying. For the Gemara of Yim Isa, if you're going to hold from what Abaye says, Abaye started off here saying that Klaya Kerem has a special chumra to it. That even though usually Isuri Hano, it's only Asa Derech HaNiyosam. Like we said, Chela, the Derech Hano is to burn it or to shmir it Agabi Uris on skin. But to shmir the fats, Agabi Makosai, that's called Shleika Derech Hano. So it's Mutter by Shari Surim. Only Klaya Kerem, Abaye said as a chumra, that even Shleika Derech Hano, there's an Avera by Klaya Kerem. So if you hold from Abaye for the Gemara of Yim Isa, if you hold like Abaye said, Nifrach, let's say after Perchu, you can't learn out Bosa V'cholov from Klai Kerem. Because I'll tell you, Ma L'Klai Kerem, Shekein Leiken Aleim, Afilu Shleike Derech HaNiyosen. You have this big Chumra according to Abaye, that Klai Kerem, the Torah gave a special din to it, that a Torah doesn't say Lashon Achila by Klai Kerem, to tell us it's Asa Bano, even Shleike Derech Hano. So maybe only such an iso that the Torah doesn't say lashon achila, that's also b'hano. Ma'ashenken bosa b'cholov that the havmina right now is that it'll be mutish like derech hano. So I can't learn out the yisur hano from klai kerem. But this is going to be a kasha and abaya. So how does this crisis say yes? We do learn out bosa b'cholov from klai kerem. According to abaya, there should be a kasha. So this is like a kasha on abaya. It's mashma abaya is wrong. If you learn out bosa b'cholov from klai kerem, mashma they're equal isurin. Not like Abaye is saying that Klai Kerem has a special iser, even Shleike Derech Hano, it's also. So Gemara answers like this, name, the Abaye answers Poshid. Tiyama B'mai, what are we talking about? What iser do we want to learn out from Klai Kerem that it's also Wasa Banor? Tiyama B'Bosa B'Cholav, you learn out Bosa B'Cholav. What are you asking me? Shane Loikin Olav Elo Darach HaNoson. You're telling me now, but Vos of the Cholov doesn't have the Chumra Klan Kerem. Vos of the Cholov on the Tzad, that's Osir Bano, is like any other Issa Poshit only. There's only Osir Kederach HaNoson. But Shalai Kederach HaNoson, the Din should be Ein Loikin. Therefore, you're asking me, Akash, how can I learn out from Klan Kerem? So what do I know? Ota Vos of the Cholov Achilu Ksiva Dei. Does the Torah say in Issa Achilom by Vos of the Cholov? Fakat in the goof up sukkah my boss of a cholov, the Torah just says lay savashim. The Torah only says clearly you're not allowed to cook milk and meat together. The Torah of a cholov doesn't say you're not allowed to eat it. Fakat, that's where we started off. How do we know you're not allowed to eat boss of a cholov? It doesn't say lashon achil altogether in the fashion of a cholov. The only mudum was from kiyam kodesh atom and v'yanshe kodesh tiyuli. So it's a limud from treifah. But in the pasha boss of a cholov, the Torah doesn't say lashon achil. So the melo zoktabaya very good. On the side that Bosa B'cholov is also Bano, it'd be also Bano Afilu Shleika Derech Hanor also, just like Klai Kerem, since the Torah doesn't say Loshin Achilo by Bosa B'cholov. So Bosa B'cholov and Klai Kerem would both have the exact same Chumro. They would both be also even Shleika Derech Hanor Yosan. That's why it's good I can learn out Bosa B'cholov from Klai Kerem. The Dabayat. Dabayat Tavu, but my Tavu, Bosa B'cholov, Shleika Derech Hanor Yosan, no, Otto Bosa B'cholov Achilu Ksivvei. It doesn't say Lashon Achilo by Bosa B'cholov. So Mela, it's very good. And Rashi says, V'yabaya, Omaloch, Heichin Nifroch, what's the kasha? Heichin, the Simon Lul said, Loi Nela Bosa B'cholov Minei, Neim Atoma Bosa B'cholov, Otto Bosa B'cholov, Achilo Ksivvei. Hosam Nami Loikin Olav Afilu Shloika Derech HaNosam. By Bosa B'cholov Poshin, you'll also get Malkus even Shloika Derech HaNosam. Because the Torah doesn't say, on Lashon Achilo by Bosa B'cholov. It's the Marvi Iduch. What was the Gemara's kasha? What was the Gemara's havamina? That who asked the kasha in Abaya? Meisvei. I think Sam the Gemara asked the kasha. Like what was the Gemara's havamina to ask the kasha in Abaya? Vidoch the komaisiv law sover they held loachik kogama menavela. Of akoponim after the gzera shavia kiam kodeshato and v'yanshe kodesh was saying just like by treifa the Torah says loy toichal. It's as if it's said by bosa v'chol bosa loy toichal. So vidoch. The Kamaisa was Sava Lahochiko Gama Menevela. How come we learn it out from Nevela? Rashi says Nevela is Lavdavka, Rashi says. It means Metrefa. Like we're learning it out from the Pusik. V'yan Shekodesh Tiyuli, that is an Issa Trefa, Ma Nevela, just like Nevela, should mean Trefa, Derech HaNoso, it's only Yosa Derech HaNoso, because by Trefa the Torah says Loi Toichel, is the Havamina was Av Bosa B'cholav, Derech HaNoso. Hu Adin Bosa B'cholav. Once we learn out there's Osa Teet, the limit is from treifam, so just like by treifam, the Torah says loy toichal, it's as if it says loy toichal by bosa b'cholav also. That's why the etakasha and avaya. If bosa b'cholav is only yosa kederech an yoson, so you can't learn it out from klai keren that according to you avaya has a tremendous chiddush. For your avaya says back no lohochi lo kosev achila begufei. But it's true. How do I know bosa b'cholav is osur? Because I'm learning it out from treifam. But I call upon him, the Torah did not say Beferish by Bosa B'cholav Lashon Achila. Why not? How come by Bosa B'cholav the Torah didn't say Lashon Achila? So Abaye explains why. The reason why the Torah didn't say Beferish by Bosa B'cholav Lashon Achila, Loima to tell us this cloud. Shaloikin Olav Afilu Shloika Derech HaNosan. Even though it's Shloika Derech HaNosan, still you get Malkis if you have Hanor from Bosa B'cholav. If you take Bosa B'cholav and you have a wound on your hand, and you want to rub it on your hand to heal your wound, you're having Hanor from Bosa B'cholav, you get Malkus for that. Those like Tabaya. So even though we're learning out the Yisr Bosa B'cholav from Treifa, and Treifa says Lashon L'Teichel, but Abaya says very good. But of course, Akasha, why didn't the Torah say Lashon Achilom by Bosa B'cholav Mamish, by itself? Elamai to tell us this Chiddush. That Bosa B'cholav Taka doesn't have a Lashon Achilo. To tell us even Shaloi Kederech HaNiyosan, also there'll be a Malkis by Bosa B'cholav. So men, let's not share Abayah. Zimna Abayah that we hold, like Abayah says. Now the Gemara Stam Yes Another Kasha. For the Gemara V'Lifluch, so what did you tell me before? You're learning out Bosa B'cholav is Osa Bano from Klai HaKerem. That was the Maskona. For the Gemara V'Lifluch, why don't we ask a Kasha like this? Mala Klai HaKerem, you know why Klai HaKerem is so chomer? That it's mamish even osa bano shekein loy hois or loy shasa kosher, because klai kerem never had a heta to it. There was nothing mutter. What's klai kerem? You're taking seeds of vegetables and you're planting it right next to the grapes. So as soon as it starts growing, it's growing with an issa klai kerem. There's never a heta. You're never allowed to eat it. So maybe that's why it's osa bano. Mashen, can you warn on out Basa v'cholov? Basa v'cholov, we said before, each one separately is mutter. The meat you're allowed to eat by itself, and the milk you're allowed to eat by itself. So maybe that is not so chomer. When do we say something's also banor, only like klei akerim, because the matkilo, when it's grown by yisr. Mashen, can Basa v'cholov? But this is the same kasha the Gemara asked before by Orlo. The Gemara asked kasha by Orlo. You can't learn out Basa v'cholov from Orlo, because Orlo, matkilo, when the peiros are grown, they're grown with the chefs of Orlo, you're not allowed to eat it. So what's the more better by Klai Kerem? You have the same kasha in Klai Kerem. The Gemara says, no, Meretz Urayim, Omer Ravada Barava Zoysa Meretz. The fact the Gemara did not ask this kasha of Urayim, that Klai Kerem Ikra Nesrin. I tell you, the Ikra means the seed itself becomes Osir. Let's say you take a seed of a wheat seed. Now a wheat seed itself, the wheat itself is edible. Before you put it in the ground to plant it, you can eat the wheat. Now you plant this wheat in the ground, and you plant it right near the grapes. Halacha is when this wheat starts to sprout and starts to grow, you know it becomes osur. Not only the new tfuah that's growing up, but the actual seed itself also becomes osur. As soon as it starts, has shiroshim, as soon as it has roots to it, the seed itself becomes osur. Now that seed had a shasa kosher. Before you put it into the ground, you could have eaten that seed. Now that you put this seed right next to the grapes, it got an issa klai kerem on it, and that seed that was once mutter now became osur. So now the klai kerem also had a shasa kosher. So now you can learn out basa v'cholov from klai kerem. Both of them had a shasa kosher. There was one point that they both mutter. Still, we see by klai kerem now that it's starting to grow near the grapes, even the seed itself becomes osur. And what type of an issa? An issa hanor who adin basa v'cholov also becomes osur with an issa hanor. Before this seed started to sprout, before the roots started to grow out of it, you were allowed to eat the seed. The seed itself was grown the heter. Now that you planted it near the grapes, as soon as it has hashrosha, as soon as the roots start growing from it, right away it becomes osur. And not only the new wheat that's growing up, but even the old seed becomes osur. So it's called the hashrosha kosher. But the Gemara Moser Rav Shemaya, you have a kasha on you, no? It's not mashma like that. There's a Mishnah in Klein that says like this. Hamavir osis nokuf bekerim. Somebody has a flower pot. Osis means there's a hole. There's a hole in the flower pot. So usually the klal is that there's a hole in the flower pot, we say the anika, the nourishment from the ground, goes up into what's growing inside the flower pot. Since there's a hole there, the nourishment goes up and it's sort of like attached to the ground. That's called it's really growing in the ground. If you don't have a hole, it'll be different. But if you have a hole in the flower pot on the bottom, it's considered attached to the ground. The halacha is like this. If you're walking through the kerem, through the grapes there, and you have an osis nokuf, a flower pot, that inside you have wheat growing. You have vegetables growing inside your flower pot. So amavir osis nokuf a kerem. You walk through, and if I say you stop there, you stop there for a day or two. So mavirilu doesn't merely mean you're just carrying it straight through in 1 second. You wouldn't have this gemara then. Hamava pasha means you walk through and you put it down for a while. Now, im hoisif mosayim, if while this flower pot is standing over the grapes, it grows 1/200 osur, then it becomes osur. Why? Because the halacha of klaya kerem is its botel echad b'mosayim. If you have klaya kerem, a grape that's klaya kerem, falls into other grapes, if there are 200 hetadik of grapes, this one grape becomes botel. That's halacha. By truma you need 100, and by klai kerem you need 200. The Rashi brings down that Sefri learns it out from a posik. A posik is only the rabbon of the halacha. Midiraisa about this botel chad betray. But midirabbon though there's a chumra klai kerem needs to be botel in 200. So mele here, if you have this osis nok, if you have this flower pot that you have wheat growing here ready. Now when the stay is staying in this kerem, if it grows, that more than 1/200 grew here, so this new part that grows, that became osur, and you don't have 200 times as much as that, and what's in the flower pot itself, therefore it's osur. Because it can't become bottle broy. Let's say only 1 inch grew, it was staying there for a week. It was in 1 week, this flower pot was resting in the kerem, and it grew 1 inch bigger. So if it wasn't 200 inches before that, so this 1 inch that grew now, you don't have 200 times as much yet to mavatlet, therefore it becomes osur. So it's a diyuk. Hoisif in. Loy hoisif lo. Let's say only a fraction of an inch grew. Just a little bit grew. And you have more than 200 times as much there in the flower pot as what grew right now. It becomes mutter. So why is it mutter? Mashma, the flower pot itself, the wheat that's in there, never becomes osur. That always stays mutter. What's osur as klai kerem? Only what's growing new. The new growth, that has an issa klai kerem on it. That's not like we just got from the saying. We just got from the saying that klai kerem, the zera also becomes osur. So when you put the seed in the ground and the seed starts to sprout, what becomes osur? Not only the new sprouting, but the seed itself became osur. That was the riot had a shasa kosher, that the seed that was once mutter, now when you plant it near the grapes, the original seed becomes osur. Sifik is telling me here also in this flower pot, where any time a little bit starts to grow, so if little growth now has an istaklai kerem on it, the whole growth should become osur. If you're telling me now the ikka becomes osur. So how come the Mishnah says no? It depends how much grows. If an inch grows now, and you don't have 200 inches there, it's taka, it's osur. But mashm, if only if a fraction of an inch grew, and you have 200 times as much as that, it's mutter. Why is the mutter? If you're telling me the whole thing becomes osur, it can't become mutter. The whole thing is osur. The Kurat Saraya, what was there beforehand, does not become osur. Only the new growth becomes osur. Is that the stira? So my answer is no, there's no stira. Oma Rava, Trey Kroit Siva. They're both emes. Both halachas are emes, because really it's a stira in the psukim. Siv, one pasuk says hazera. Mashma, the seed itself becomes osur. When you plant the seed of wheat near the grapes, mashma, the seed itself becomes osur. Oksiv, another pasuk says hamaleya. Mashma, hamaleya means just the new growth. What's growing now, mashma, we have a flower pot that you have wheat growing in it already. And now you put this flower pot near the grapes. So the new growth, hamaleya is mashma, the new growth, that's what becomes osur. Of course, the theory in the psukim. Does the zera, the original seed, become osur, or is just the malaya, the new stuff that's growing? Rashi says malaya, the middle of the bottom of wide lines, Rashi says, malaya, gidulin, mashma, only what grows, the new growth, that's what's osur. So it's the theory in the psukim, and if the rubber it's like this, okay, sad. Zerua may ikroi biashrosha. If you put the seed into the ground, like you have grapes growing there, and now you take a vegetable seed and put it near the grapes, then the zera, the seed itself, becomes osur. Not only the sprouting, what grows out of the seed, but the goof of the seed also becomes osur. That's the first pasuk, hazera. Sometimes the seed itself becomes osur. That's when you put the seed, you're starting it off now, growing it now, in klai kerem. Ma'ashen kein, zrua ubo. Let's say it like this. First you had a flower pot growing vegetables by itself, and you had your grapes growing by itself. Both of them grew up nicely by itself. Now you put the two together. Now it depends. Hoisif in. That's called the malaya. If what grows out of the flower pot more, so if you have what grows now is less than 1/200, it's bottle. But if it's more than 1/200, then it's also. Hoisif in. If it grows an inch now, and you only had 199 inches there before, it's tak also. Loi hoisif lo. But what grew now is only a fraction of an inch, and you had already 200 times as much of that, then it doesn't become also. So there's no stereo. When you have the flower pot of the vegetables that are already growing, then we say it can't become osur now, the goof, what's there already. It can only become osur, the new growth, how much more it grows, that becomes klai kerem. But when you put the seed originally, the original growth, you put the vegetable seed near the kerem, then metchil, when it starts to grow, it grows the ista, klai kerem, then the Torah says the zera. Even the seed itself, that metchil was mutter, now it becomes osur. So now there's no stira. So then we're now new sugya. Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bachol Misrapoyim. If a person is sick and he has to use medicine to heal himself, he's allowed to use any type of a medicine, even though it's osa bachil, osa bano, chutz meyatzi asherah. The only type of a medicine you're not allowed to use is atzi asherah. This is an eighth that asherah means that the goyim used for an avodah zarah. It's called an avodah zarah. So if you use the tree of an avodah zarah, it looks, we'll see at the end of the bottom Rashi, that it looks like you're being moided to avodah zarah. It looks like you're worshiping the avodah zarah. Like you're thanking, like you're using this tree. And Taisa speaks out, it has to be in a case that the doctors tell you, no other tree can heal you. The only type of a tree that can heal your sickness now is this tree that's an avodah zarah. So when you use this tree now, it's as if you're being moided to the avodah zarah. So it's like to be able to avodah zarah, that you have no heter to. Even though you're sick, you can't use an avodah zarah to heal you. For the Gemara Hechidomi, how are we talking about? What type of sickness does this person have? If the person is mamzer sakonos tofoshes, we're afraid he's going to die, and that's why you say he's allowed to take any type of medicine, even though it's osur b'achil yisranor. So what? The Torah says v'chay b'hem. You're allowed to do averus to keep yourself alive. So if you're dying and this is the only refuah you have, you're allowed to eat chazer if that's your refuah.
So Bazar said the Gemara, Afilu Watsi Asher Anami, the Avi Minu Zen, even Avoid the Zorah. If this is going to save your life, why should the Yis Avoid the Zorah be different than any other Yisurim? Elamai Vidilek Asakona, the person is not so sick, he's not Asakona, he's going to die. He's just damn sick. Or Bazar, Afilu Kol Yisurim Shematar Anami, if a person is damn sick and not a question of death, there's no hetter to do an Averis. If you have a tray for chazir, you have no head to eat the chazir. That's your medicine. Even though you're a chayla, you have no right to do averis because you're a chayla. So Gemara says, "Liyelam diika sakona." Avada, Rabbi Yaakov was talking about that the person is a sakona stafoshes. He may die. So therefore, any ister you're allowed to take b'shum pikuach nefesh. The afilu hachi still ati asher v'loy. You should know you're not allowed to take a tree that the goyim worship for avodah zarah because that's called like you being over avodah zarah. Why not? Tetanya wrote in a verse like this, Rabbi Elazar Weimer, Im nema b'chol nashcho, as the Pasuk says, V'yahav tu es Hashem alokecho b'chol lebovcho b'chol nashcho b'chol miyodechem. So also, love Hashem b'chol nashcho. Loma nema, the Kashkar was allowed to say two things, b'chol nashcho b'chol miyodechem. Which means even to give up your soul if they want to kill you, or else to give up your money. So Mamonishok, whichever is more chaviv, it just should have said that one, and Pshita, I know the other one. Why does the Pasuk have to say both? B'chol nashcho b'chol miyodechem. So Gemara answers, "Hey, lama nema b'chol mo'adecho, v'yim nema b'chol mo'adecho, lama nema b'chol nafshecho." Hamonashok, what are we talking about? Is money more important than your life? So say you have to give your money for Hashem. And if a person's life is more important than his money, say you have to give your life for Hashem. And the lame note, the pasuk is telling like this: that there are two different types of people. Im yesh adam shegufay chavu lavim mo'inoy, a normal person, his guf, his soul, his life means more to him than his money. So lakach nema b'chol nafshecho. The Torah says there is a case that you have to be moisen nefesh for Hashem. We'll soon see how we know what's going on in Avodah Zarah. But the Pasuk says, you have to, as Hashem lekecha, you have to love Hashem, even if it means giving up your life. For yesh odin, there are some people though, shemamay nechava v'lovi gufay. The guy likes his money more than his goof. So if you tell me you have to give up your life, that he would understand. But he would not understand to give up his money, that he can understand. Lakach nema, the Pasuk will tell you no. B'chol miyadecha. There are some people like that. The money means more to them than the life. So the Pasuk tells you sometimes you have to give up your money to do mitzvahs also. So this is the Pasuk. So it doesn't say clearly, how do we know though that avoid the Zorah, you have to be moisa nefesh. So the Ran explains that really there's a theorem. We know there's a klal v'chai behem. The Torah says you're allowed to keep yourself alive even though you have to do an avera. Like we're saying, if the only refuah you have is a piece of chazer, you're allowed to eat the chazer, the pasuk says b'chai behem. Now another pasuk says no. It says v'yahavta Hashem lekecha b'chol nafshecho. Means even you have to give up your life for avas Hashem. So churus is tira. So the Ran says there's one thing we have to think, there's mitzvahs avas Hashem. What's the one thing that's the biggest tira, the biggest opposite not to love Hashem? That one thing the Torah is saying you have no right to do, even if it means to kill yourself. And that's the avodah zarah. The biggest thing there is a stira to avas Hashem is to worship another God. That's the biggest stira to love Hashem. You can't love Hashem and worship another God. Therefore we say avodah zarah, that's what the pasuk means. For you have to Hashem lekecha, you have to love Hashem, even if it means giving up your own nefesh. What mitzvah does that mean? Only avodah zarah. You can't deem avodah zarah even if it means not to, even if that's the only way you'll save your soul. The pasuk says v'chai behem, you're allowed to keep yourself alive. But here the pasuk says no, b'chol nafshecho, that there's one inyan, you have to kill yourself for love of Hashem. What is the love? What's the biggest thing then that makes it you don't love Hashem? That's called avodah zarah. So Mela, if you're sick and the doctor says the only refuah you have is to take the medicine that comes from avodah zarah, it's also to do it. Like the bottom Rashi says, the Rashi says the last few lines, the last few words, v'amisrapa b'atzei asherah, somebody heals himself from atzei asherah nira k'maydabo. It looks as if you're being maydah, you're worshiping the avodah zarah. I'm not sure that means like you want to thank him because he did it to you, you're maydah, but it looks as if you're worshiping the avodah zarah. And to worship avodah zarah, that's the biggest tira to avas Hashem. Suppose it says v'yahavta Hashem lekecha b'chol avav v'chol nashcha, even to be moisa nefesh, you have to not to be over avodah zarah. That's what we're talking about now. A person is dying sick. He's allowed to take any medicine there is, only avodah zarah not. Weiter, Merkiyasi Rav and Ravin came, Amr Rav Yechinim, another locha. The chol misrapoim, if your person's a chol v'sheish per sakona, maybe he'll die. He could heal himself with any type of refuah there is. Chutz mi'avodah zarah, like we just said, he's now allowed to be over avodah zarah. Hu adin v'gilu arois, he'll have no heter to be over the gilu arois. to be boiled on Isha that's also to you, even though it's a Shalach and the Kuach Nefesh. The normal case is where a guy comes and tells the man, if you're not going to be boiled this Isha, we'll kill you. The halacha is, you have to let yourself be killed. You have no right to be boiled this Isha. Or Shvichas Domin, who are then to kill somebody? If a guy comes with a gun to you and tells you, if you don't kill